First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Richard Stockton gets by with a little help from Ringo.
It's 1994. Comedy clubs are closing. I'm opening for rock acts, and I am not getting on the Tonight Show. I jealously cringe every time I hear Jay Leno praise another comic. That is a funny man. That is a very funny man. But here I am in Saratoga at the Mountain Winery, opening for Ringo Starr and his all-star band. I walk to the microphone and a dense cloud of sweet smoke rolls over the stage. Three jokes into my act, it's clear the audience cannot get my punchlines because they can't remember the setups. But it doesn't matter, because after breathing that smoke, I can't remember my jokes anyway. So I put on my guitar, play my funny songs, and suddenly my set's over. As I step off the stage, I pass Ringo and the All-Stars as they come on stage. Ringo tilts his head back, points a bejeweled finger at me, and says, "Boys, now there's a funny one." Then I get to hear some of my favorite music in the world. And Ringo is so charming. He's so funny. Two young women, maybe 20 years old, are jumping up and down screaming, "Ringo, we love you! Ringo, we want you!" Ringo looks at him. "Oh, I hope they're not my children." I sit on the edge of Ringo Starr's stage thinking, maybe I haven't been on The Tonight Show yet, but hey, who would I rather have tell me I'm funny? Jay Leno or one of the Beatles?
Richard Stockton is a comedian living in Santa Cruz. This program was produced by Guy Lanier, Laurie Korn, and Matilda Renth. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org.